We drummers are lucky because we are sitting in the middle of nature. What is up and welcome to another episode of the Everyman Drummer Podcast. I am your host, Will, and I'm doing this for your guys' sake, and this is all for every drummer out there, whether you're a man, woman, boy, girl, whatever. This has no bias whatsoever. This is for you guys. I do these podcasts for you guys from a perspective of us working everyday drummers right now. Due to the situation, if it's not over now, hopefully some of us are getting our gigs back, and that's a great thing. I've been doing a lot of gigs, or more so session work online, which is, seems to be the way to do it now from the comforts of home. And if you're lucky enough to have that studio space in your house, you've got it set up there for you, especially if you're tracking drums, and then you've got clients from all over the country, all over the globe, whatever. Get your stuff out there, get noticed, start playing. Let's get this moving. You know, we drummers cannot sit still. I don't speak for myself. I'm sure a lot of us feel the same way I do, is we're always constant with a beat in our head. We're always dissecting what drum parts can sound great and what whatever drummer that we're listening to at the time, maybe we can, you know, learn stuff from those guys. But that's what leads us into today's episode, and it's what I want to know, what inspires drummers out there. I'm going to tell you what inspires me, but first off, let's get this other stuff out of the way here. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, podcasts, or wherever you guys get your podcasts out. You can check it out. We're hosted by Anchor, anchor.fm. Check them out too. These are not paid advertisement spots. I just threw this to throw it out there to make you guys aware of where you guys can listen to this podcast. And as we're up on several forums already, I'm not going to repeat what everybody else says. And you guys can link, you guys could like. Tell me what you guys hate about it. Tell me what you want to hear. This is for you guys. Again, this is all about the drummers that work every day and all of us. This is just for the every person, everybody. Doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, boy, girl, child, whatever. As long as you guys can have a way to listen to this, it looks like, you know, this is a way for us to get on a discussion on drums and anything that's drum related, especially when we're talking about the new stuff that comes out in the industry. It's always fun to get almost like a circle of drummers out there and we just start chatting. If you meet a couple drummers out at like a music store, you guys will notice that sometimes when you get into that circle of discussion with drummers, the conversation tends to go on, and that's what this is all about. This is for you. This is what we do it for. This is what it's all about. So let's move on to what inspires us as drummers, as it could be anything in the world. If you look out the window watching the wind blowing up against trees, maybe that'll inspire you to play a sick beat on the drums or anything. If a particular drummer jumps out at you, if you're listening to a song, it's whatever it is. Right now, at the moment, right now, as I record this today, I am inspired by Simon Phillips. He is one of my influences, one of the what I call the Big Five, and I've alluded to this in one of the earlier episodes. He's one of my favorite drummers. He plays with a very nice technique on there, and that's who I'm currently inspired by right now. I've been writing a lot of fusion jazz music as of to date, and just listening to some of his stuff, it's one of those things that you know, it's just fantastic. It just inspires me to play, and just playing along to his recordings, it just, you know, I've figured out that recently I've finally started achieving a sound that I like, a sound that helps me, you know. It's just the sound that he has that I got it down. It's not that I have it down pat. It's more like I finally achieved the sound that is pleasing to my ear, and hopefully it's pleasing to everybody else's ear. That's what it comes down to. But let's talk about that inspiring stuff. I look around in my drum room, and I've got pictures of my favorite drummers that inspire me. Listening to certain music will get me going, and it's just, you know, watching a video on YouTube, that'll get me going as well. But let's touch on that base of on inspiration when it comes to the drums. Inspiration, you know, you can get it from anywhere. You could be going for a drive, and whatever winding road that you drive on that can help you, that might inspire you as well. Going for a nice bike ride around a nail if you're around the neighborhood. You could go hit the trails on your bike. You could go for mountain biking. That might be a way to get inspired. You might be just looking at how the scenery interacts, and that might inspire you to play something to that. And what I mean is, when we sit behind the drum set, we get a whole bunch of ideas. Well, at least I do. I sit behind the drum set and I get all of these ideas, and I sing melodies in my head. And what I try to do is the melody will reflect of what I've seen throughout the day. So let's say I'm out there on a bike trail. I'm going mountain biking through on an off-road trail, whatever. And there's something about the way that the path goes. Most paths are winding and they're dirt paths. So maybe and it may sound weird to a lot of people, but to me, if I'm riding down the path, I'll be singing what I feel the path is doing to me, how inspired that path sounds. I'm going to try to put a melody in my head on what that path may sound like if the path could make music. And that's what happens. I record it mentally in my head, and then I'll remind myself and play it back like a memory in my head, and just sit behind the drum set and try to go ahead and, try to orchestrate that on the drum. Sometimes it sounds crappy or like garbage, but it doesn't matter. Nobody's there to hear or critique you. Now, if you're recording it, you can always analyze yourself. I always do. It's something that I like to suggest with people, especially when you're starting off. It's something that I borrowed from Steve Smith. He sets up mirrors around his drum room just to see if he's in the proper form of sitting in it, because it comes down to ergonomics. And that's something I touched back on a couple episodes back about ergonomics. And you got to be able to play drums comfortable. You don't want it to work. You don't want any part of your body to hurt. And drumming is such a physical instrument to play that you need to be you need to be relaxed. You need to be loose. You just can't go up there beating the hell out of the drums, because then it's going to sound like crap, and two, you're going to look like a damn fool doing it, unless that's what you're looking for, is you want to play like Animal on the Muppets, but even Animal probably uses good ergonomics when he's playing. We can argue about that too, but again, you want to be loose out there, and that's what I tend to do. I tend to record practice sessions just to see what am I doing wrong, what are things that I can improve on. So that being said, when it comes to the inspiration, when I've taken in a lot of what I've seen around in nature, what I've seen around all over in the world, whether or not I'm reading a book, reading a magazine, a comic book, which is something that I really love to do, I get inspired by all those things. Again, going back to the nature aspect of it, it's like nature makes its own music. Nature makes its own sound. Us as drummers, as we're getting inspired by anything, something, you'll know there's a drummer next to you in the car next to you. If you see him tapping a rhythm on the steering wheel, you can go as far as me, where it's almost like I set up like an imaginary drum set in the car and I'm just going along. And it doesn't have to be to anything. Some people will use the turn signal indicators as a metronome and click along to that, and it's pretty much in time there. When I'm walking around, I usually have a beat in my head, which is inspiring for whatever has inspired me throughout the day. So getting back to nature has that all around us, and we can really pick up on a lot of stuff that nature has, because it's an amazing thing if you look around and you can see a lot of that stuff. So when I see it, I like to just sit around the drum set and just see what I can get inspired. And it's always looking out the window. My drum room has windows on it, and the way the drum set is set up, the way the drum set is set up is it's facing one of my back walls, but I also have a clear shot looking out the window out into the neighborhood. But the neighborhood, I live in a smaller neighborhood, there's a lot of mature trees. So I get to see all those trees and I get to see what the weather's doing. And it's usually, you know, whatever the weather is, it will trigger how I play that day. If it's cloudy, I'm going to play something more, you know, somber, more of a darker feel, a little bit more aggressive to get that out. If it's sunny, then that's when you're going to have all that. They say that sunny days do affect a lot of people's moods. And I agree with it, because the more sun that we get out there, the more of an enjoyment that you're going to have. You really can't take any enjoyment on a cloudy, rainy day unless you like to be out in the water and running around getting, you know, dirty. But for the vast majority of us, a sunny day is very inspiring, as an overcast day can be as well, depending on what you're trying to do. And if I'm in the drum room and it's a sunny day, I'm going to play the happier, you know, riffs, you know, just trying to figure out how quickly I can move around the kit and whatnot. It's more like an exercise. But that's the inspiration right there for me, is I just take a look around and see what's happening around nature and what it has to inspire us. I know a lot of people will look at it and they'll watch TV and they'll see the news, and a lot of the times the news is negativity. So if that's going to inspire you, that'd be great. Let's see what it comes out as. If you come out with these fantastic dark China stuff, China symbol crashes, stacks, just white noise, a lot of Terry Bozzio stuff, it just sounds dark. If you listen to his stuff, it just sounds dark, and that could inspire you to play that way as well, in a more orchestral style. But for me, it's basically, I just look around in nature and see what nature's talking about, because nature has some pretty amazing things, and a lot of people, you will agree with me on that. Nature does have a lot of amazing things that we can look around that doesn't, and take and gain some sort of inspiration off of what we see in nature's aspect. And you can always bring that home, because most of us play drums that are built with trees. You know, there's the guys like Trick, they built them all aluminum. Depending on your drum set, if you have a snare drum that's a metal one or a wood one, but we're already playing with nature already. The drums that we play every day, the sticks that we use, are all made out of nature's wonderful, you know, in awe-inspiring trees of the world. Depending on how high they go into the sky, or how big they are, or how old they are, trees tell, you know, they tell us the age of pretty much of where it came from. So with that in mind, it's like we drummers and guitar players, and it'll go on, but mainly us drummers, we are playing a tree instrument. You know, it's sometimes the drums are made out of one tree, sometimes they're made out of multiple trees. Maybe you might have a forest on your drum set, but that's where, you know, I look at it as, we drummers are lucky because we are sitting in the middle of nature when it comes to it. You know, you take the cymbals out of it and you just leave us with drums. A drum is basically, it's just, you know, a nice cylindrical piece of wood. And when you play it, the beautiful sounds that come out of it, it's a reflection of nature. It's a reflection of the inspiration that drum maker made for you to get up there on stage or in a recording session to play. And you look at it from a perspective of the drum maker. What was he inspired by to make that drum for you? And that's where we're going to go with that. Again, for me, my inspiration comes from nature. It may come from a magazine. And more than likely, it'll come from music that I've heard. And it's just trying to figure out what I've done to get to that point of being inspired. You know, music does play a big role for me, you know, depending on... music should play a big role, or a big role on everybody when you're listening to certain songs and whatnot. It will help you get through the tough times. It'll help you get through the good times. And music is just awe-inspiring. And for me, again, nature is awe-inspiring to me, because it's just amazing of what you have that's naturally there, and that what you can find. Again, back to back, it's usually between nature and music that will inspire me to play the drums, or an article that I've read, you know, or basically anything. You can look at anybody, you know, your significant other, your kids. You know, for me, sometimes my daughter is a source of inspiration for me when she's playing on the other drum kit, and it's she'll come up with these grooves that, yeah, I like that groove, and then you try to explore that groove, and you really want it to sound really great. You know, that's how I see her as a up and coming drummer, and it's just awe inspiring for me to see that being played, seeing her play the instrument the way she does. You know, so inspiration can come to any of us from anything in the world, whether it's family, whether it's the outside world, the nature, the news, music, an article in a magazine, a book that you've read. Again, everything that we see, touch, feel has some sort of a rhythmic pulse to it. And we as drummers, we take that rhythmic pulse and we run with it, and we can usually make our music out from that. You know, solo drums has been something that it almost was brought to the forefront by Terry Bozzio, because the way that he plays, it's like this is music right here on its own. You don't need the other instruments. You know, some of us are lucky to be playing in bands for X amount of years, and some of us just like to make the music on our own. But again, when it comes to inspiration for me, it's anything from nature to a song I've heard to a magazine article I read to even watching my daughter play. It's where it is. But I like to gather a lot of my inspiration on what I see in front of me through nature and what nature or the weather has in store for me today. So hit me up in the comments section. I'd like to hear what inspires any of you drummers out there, whether it be a car, a race car, anything. Anything in the world that inspires you to play, you know, maybe something, somebody said something to you and then you took a play on words and you took it and decided to say that this was what I wanted to make my drum part out on something that somebody had said to you. So hit me up in the comment section. Let's just have a chat about it on there. And then, you know, more comments come in, we could start reading them on the podcast. You know, to spark discussions and mini arguments and whatnot. Again, this is the episode on inspirations. It's always fun to hear what inspires people, because then you start to take in on what it is that makes them tick and makes them want to play the instrument. That's going to do it for this episode of the Everyman Drummer Podcast. I'm your host, Will. Remember to check out the like section, leave comments, rate and review. You've heard this all before from everybody else. You know, check us out on iTunes and anywhere else that you can get your podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, you know, Pocket Cast, wherever it is. And subscribe so that you're always up to date on whenever these episodes come out. And for the most part, I'm being consistent on these. I am releasing these episodes every Friday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time. Unless I specify an episode will be released during the week, but we'll go into that. And that's where you have to pay attention to the Twitter feed. Check me out at Will Geronimo on Twitter. Leave your comments there. If you subscribe to that, follow me on Twitter, I'll probably follow you back. And especially if we can have a good drummer discussion on there as well. And I may bring it onto the podcast. So that's going to be it. All right, people, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, keep on drumming, and we'll see you next time. Bye.